From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Brian Naylor in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Brian. Welcome back.
Thank you. Always good to be here. Always good to play along with you. You're up in Boston, I understand, at member station WBUR this weekend. You're hosting the National Puzzlers League Convention.
Well, I'm the program director. It's the 165th convention of the National Puzzlers League. This group goes back to 1883. And once a year, we have a convention where we get together for a whole weekend of hardcore puzzle solving and word games. Just a great fun.
And how many people are attending?
It's almost 200 this year, which is the largest attendance in the league's history.
Wow. Any sightings of the Car Talk guys, Tom and Ray Maliazzi? I know they hail from Cambridge, and they also have their own puzzler.
They have their own puzzler. They would have a blast if they came by at the convention. That would be great.
Well, remind us, Will, of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said take a six-letter word that commonly goes in the blank in the phrase, blank me. I said the last three letters form the first name of a well-known person, and the first five letters are this person's last name. Who is it? And I said as a hint, it's a person long associated with television.
And your answer, Will?
Well, it's the blank me is pardon me, and that makes the name Don Pardo, as in the longtime announcer.
I was trying to do my very best Don Pardo there.
Good job.
We had 1,181 listeners who were well acquainted with the original announcer for Jeopardy and the current announcer on Saturday Night Live. And our winner selected from the correct answers is Barbara Cruz from Florham Park, New Jersey. Barbara?
Hi.
Tell us, what do you do there in Florham Park?
Well, I've just recently retired. I was a systems engineer for a telecommunications software company, and I retired at the beginning of this year.
So some of that time now in your retirement you're devoting to solving puzzles.
Puzzles and gardening and other things.
Sounds good. Are you ready to play this week?
Well, I guess as ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Well, we'll meet Barbara.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Barbara and Brian. This is a two-person puzzle today, and it's a game of categories. I'm going to give you some categories, and I'd like you to name something in each category, beginning with each of the letters of the word poser, P-O-S-E-R. For example, if the category were girls' names, you might say Patricia, Opal, Sarah, Eve, and Robin. And
all
you
right.
can take these in any order. Your first category is terms in baseball.
Oh, okay. Pitcher.
Pitcher, good.
Outfielder.
Outfielder, good.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice, excellent.
Error.
Error.
And RBI.
RBI, sure. Run, relief pitcher, right fielder, any of those.
Good.
Good job. Second category is Monopoly spaces. Spaces in the game Monopoly.
Okay, let's see.
How about Park Place?
Park Place, excellent.
Oh, thank you.
How about an O? There's an avenue.
You know, it wouldn't count.
No, not the B&O.
Oriental
no.
Avenue.
Oriental Avenue. Excellent. S?
St. Charles Place.
St. Charles Place. Good. E?
Electric Company.
Electric Company. Excellent. And R?
R.
It's one of the railroads.
Reading.
Oh. Reading Railroad. Good, good. Okay, here's your next category. Beatles songs. Songs by the Beatles.
Oh.
Please, Please Me.
Please, Please Me. Good. P.S. I Love You or Penny Lane?
Oh.
How about O? There's one with sort of a nonsense title.
Ubladi Ublada.
Oh, good.
Oh,
also,
Bethany.
Oh, Darlin' or Octopus's Garden. Good. How about S? One of the Beatles' very first hits started with S.
Oh. She Loves You.
She Loves You. Good.
Yeah,
Strawberry
yeah, yeah.
Fields is another. How about E? It's a woman's name, and it's the flip side of Yellow Submarine.
Leanne should be here.
The flip side of Yellow Submarine.
Yeah.
Huh. Hum a few bars.
You don't want to hear me hum a few bars. I'll tell you that one. It's Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, Eleanor Rigby.
That's a good E. And how about R?
Revolution.
Revolution. Good, good.
Oh.
And your last category, animals you might find in a zoo.
Oh.
And we're not counting birds or fish here. Animals you might find in a zoo.
Penguin or that?
Well, I'd call that a bird.
Polar bear?
Polar bear, okay. Panther, panda would work. How about an O?
Orangutan.
Excellent. Good. S? There's one from the Arctic.
Oh, a seal.
A seal, good. An E?
Elephant.
Elephant, and an R?
Rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros. Okay. Good job, Barbara.
Except for the beetles.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, Barbara, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Barbara, tell us what station you listen to.
WNYC in New York City.
Well, thanks very much, Barbara Cruz from Florham Park, New Jersey, for playing the puzzle with us.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Now, Will, what's the challenge you have for us this week to work on?
Well, it's a puzzle from a member of the National Puzzlers League who gave it this to me this weekend. His name is Kenneth Schwartz. He's from Cliffside Park, New Jersey. Take the phrase all day break and rearrange those letters to name a famous entertainer. Four letters in the first name, seven letters in the last. So again, the phrase is all day break. Rearrange the letters to name a famous entertainer. 4-7. Who is it?
And when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's own puzzle master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks very much, Will.
Thanks, Brian.